Chapter 14. Whispers of Farewell. Portuguese Expressions for Life's Final Journey. Welcome to the chapter that whispers the inevitabilities of life's final curtain, clothed in the colloquial colors of Portuguese. Here, we navigate the linguistic landscapes that embrace the end of journeys, the conclusion of tales, and the ultimate farewells that await us all. From the Stoic acceptance encapsulated in
dar o berro,
to the somber finality of
esticar o pernil,
these expressions paint a poignant picture of the human condition. They serve not just as a glossary of departure, but as a celebration of lives lived and memories cherished. This chapter is not just about the end, but about the reverence, humor, and even the lightheartedness with which Portuguese culture addresses the delicate topic of passing on. We explore the language that comforts the living, honors the departed, and sometimes even chuckles in the face of mortality. As we tread softly through this sensitive terrain, may we find solace in the rich tapestry of expressions that provide a window into the Portuguese soul's dance with the ephemeral. Are you ready to explore this tender aspect of the language, where every phrase is a tribute, every idiom a eulogy? Let's embark on this respectful journey, gently unveiling the words that serve as the final notes to life's symphony.
Bater a cassoleta.
To kick the bucket.
Ele bateu a cassoleta aos 90 anos.
He kicked the bucket at the age of 90.
Estar a dar as últimas.
To be on its last legs.
A bateria do meu telemóvel está a dar as últimas.
The battery of my phone is on its last legs.
Assentar tijolo.
Literal labrics. To kick the bucket or to bite the dust.
O vizinho do lado assentou tijolo.
The neighbor next door kicked the bucket.
Ficar para semente.
Literal, to remain for seed. Won't be around for long.
Ela vive uma vida muito arriscada. Não vai ficar cá para semente se continuar assim.
She leads a very risky life. She won't be around for long if she keeps going like this.
Estar mais morto que vivo.
Literal, to be more dead than alive. To be dead, tired.
Estou mais morto que vivo depois do trabalho de hoje.
I'm dead tired after today's work.
Estar pela hora da morte.
Literal, to be by the hour of death. To be outrageously expensive.
Aquela loja está pela hora da morte.
That store is outrageously expensive.
Dar o peido mestre.
Literal, to give the master fart. To kick the bucket or to pass away.
Infelizmente, ele deu o peido mestre ontem à noite.
Unfortunately, he passed away last night.
Morrer na praia.
Literal, to die on the beach. To fall short or to fail at the last moment.
Depois de estudar durante tantos meses, ele morreu na praia ao não passar no exame final.
After studying for so many months, he fell short by not passing the final exam.
Pensar na morte da bezerra.
Literal, to think about the death of the calf. To be lost in thought or to daydream.
Desculpa, estava a pensar na morte da bezerra e não ouvi o que disseste.
Sorry, I was lost in thought and didn't hear what you said.
Finar-se.
To kick the bucket.
Ele está a finar-se.
He's kicking the bucket.
Quinar.
To kick the bucket.
O avô quinou na semana passada.
Grandpa kicked the bucket last week.
Foi para o maneta.
To kick the bucket?
Infelizmente, ele foi para o maneta.
Unfortunately, he kicked the bucket.
Quinta das tabuletas.
Cemetery.
A Quinta das Tabuletas é um lugar silencioso e sombrio.
The cemetery is a quiet and gloomy place.
Jardim das Tabuletas.
Literal Garden of Tablets. Cemetery.
A vizinha foi enterrada no Jardim das Tabuletas.
The neighbor was buried in the cemetery.
Vais ter um lindo enterro.
Literal, you'll have a lovely funeral. You're asking for trouble, or you'll regret it.
Se continuares assim, vais ter um lindo enterro.
If you keep acting like this, you're asking for trouble.
Ir para a quinta dos pés juntos.
Literal, to go to the fifth with feet together. To kick the bucket or to pass away.
O avô foi para a quinta dos pés juntos esta manhã.
Grandpa passed away this morning.
Esticar o pernil.
Literal, to stretch the leg. To kick the bucket.
O avô esticou o pernil ontem à noite.
Grandpa kicked the bucket last night.
De caixão à cova.
Literal, from coffin to grave. From start to finish, or from one extreme to another.
A relação deles foi de caixão à cova em poucas semanas.
Their relationship went from one extreme to another in just a few weeks.
Ter as horas contadas.
Literal, to have the hours counted. To have limited time.
Depois do diagnóstico, ele tinha as horas contadas para dizer adeus aos seus entes queridos.
After the diagnosis, he had limited time to say goodbye to his loved ones.
Ir a morrer.
To move very slowly, or to go at a snail's pace.
Lá vou eu a morrer para chegar à paragem do autocarro, mas parece que o motorista vai arrancar antes de lá chegar.
There I go, moving at a snail's pace to reach the bus stop, but it seems the driver is going to leave before I get there.
Dar o berro.
To break down or to malfunction.
O carro deu o berro no meio da estrada.
The car broke down in the middle of the road.
Só por cima do meu cadáver.
Over my dead body.
Só por cima do meu cadáver é que esta casa será vendida.
Only over my dead body will this house be sold.
Viúva alegre.
Literal merry widow.
Ela foi acusada de ser uma viúva alegre depois da morte do marido.
She was accused of being a merry widow after her husband's death.